Now Rav Nosson Zal goes on to a brand new topic, Hilchos Nida, the laws of a woman separating from her husband during that period when she has a flow of blood. Halacha Aleph, paragraph Aleph, Al Pima Shemavur B'maymar Mishra de Sakina. This halacha is going to be based on a Torah that we've been quoting often recently, chapter 30 in the first half of Likutei Moran, which was mentioned earlier, Behilchas Gilua, Chaloch Aleph. We discussed it over there. And specifically focusing on this point now, Shelefomim Hamalchus Noifeles. There are times when the Malchus of Kedusha falls. Venase his gabrus ho arba malchus chas v'sholem sheklulim b'malchus amolek. And then the four kingdoms of the Sitrachra, which are all included in the umbrella kingdom of Amolek, when the Malchus of Kedusha falls, they get stronger. V'tzorech lekotzra ulechotcha misham. And we have to slice away and cut away the Malchus of the Sitrachra from being able to draw from the Kedusha, from drawing from the Malchus of Kedusha, and once we remove the four kingdoms of the Sitrachra from the kingdom of Kedusha, then we have to take that kingdom of Kedusha and elevate it to connect it to the Oyer Haponim, which shines on the three holidays, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot. Shehem Bechinas Bina Liba. These holidays are associated with Bina, the heart. The Zohar HaKadosh says that when the Torah introduces the topic of the holidays, it says, Eile Moyade Hashem, these are Hashem's holidays, Asher Tikroisam B'Moyadam, which you should commemorate and celebrate at their appointed times. The first letters of Eile Moyade Hashem spell the word Imi, my mother. And we know that Ima is always, the mother is always Bina. The Pasuk says, Ke'em Labino Tikra. So that these holidays, this Oyer Haponim that shines on the holidays, is referred to as Bina Liba. And Rabbi Nizal brings in fact that the holidays are like the heart of the calendar, the heart of the Jewish year are the holidays. The Haktsiro Hi Al Yedei Chesed. How does one cut away the Malchus of the Sitrachra from drawing from the Malchus of the Kedusha? Rabbi Nizal says there, you do it through Chesed. He quotes a pasuk, v'kitzru lefi chesed, v'hizgalus ha-chesed al yedei toichocha. How does one reveal the chesed? Through toichocha, through proper reprimand. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, yehelmeni tzadik chesed v'yoychicheni. The tzadik will show me chesed and he will reprimand me. So we see that toichocha is a display of chesed, and that's the chesed that slices and separates the Malchus Tikdusha from the Malchus of the Sitrachra, allowing us to then take the Malchus Tikdusha and elevate it and plug it into the Oyer Haponim, which shines especially on the holidays. Nimtza, we see from this, She'ikar kilkul b'chinas ha-Malchus chas v'sholem hu kishe'ein toichocha, that one of the main things that can harm the Malchus of Kedusha, that blocks us from being able to separate it from the Malchus the Sitrachra, is when there is no toichocha, when there is no reprimand. Kios ein hachesed mizgale. Because when there's no toichocha, then the chesed is not revealed. Vazai ein yecholen lechotcha ulavdilam in arba malchus kanal. And then we cannot cut the connection between the Malchus of Kedusha from these other Malchus of the Sitrachra. Ayin shom b'maymar hanal, look over there in Torah Lamed El Nikutei Moran. V'azai kishuar b'malchus yoinkim in ha-malchus chas v'sholem, and then when those four malchus of the Sitrachra are drawing from the malchus of Kedusha, azai hu b'chinas dam nidois, that causes a flow of this impure blood, this dam nidus. Shemishom yinikosam, and that's where the Malchus of the Sitrachra draws its energy from that Dam Nidois. Ki Klolius Hu Arba Malchus Hu Amolek, because The composite of all four of these kingdoms that are Sitra Achra is Amalek. Amalek is called Reishis Goyim, the leader of all the nations of the world. Kamo Shemavur Sham, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Torah Lamed, Vehu Zera Esav. Amalek is a descendant, a grandchild of Esav, Shenikro Admoini, who is called Red, as in this week's Parsha that we're reading, Parsha's Toldos, the beginning of Parsha's Toldos. Machmas Shehu Molei Dam, because Esav, Amalek, is full of blood. Ki Esav Hoyoshoev Kol Hadam Nidus Mi Beten Imoi Kemuva. Because it's brought that when Esav came out and he was all red, it was because he had drawn into himself all the dam nidus of his mother Rivka Imenu. All the impurities he sucked inside of himself. And this is why Rabbeinu Zal tells us in a different chapter in Likutei Moran, chapter 22, which is called Choysam B'Toy Choysam, there also Rabbeinu Zal speaks about Toychocha. Rabbeinu Zal there speaks about the Choysam the Yodin and the Choysam the Raglim, that there are two special seals of Kedusha. There's a seal of the hands and a seal of the feet. And Rabbeinu Zal there shows how this relates to the tzaddikim of the generation. They're the ones who go to the Jewish people and transmit to us the message of Hashem. They are this choysam of the raglin. Shalidei kilkul ha-toychocho, Rabbeinu Zal says over there in chapter 22, that when the toychocho gets messed up, when the tzaddikim are not being moichiach the Jewish people properly, shehu b'chinas choysam ha-raglin, toychocho is that seal of the feet, nase dam nidois. It causes a problem in the legs. What kind of problem? The blood dam nida coming from the legs. Chas v'shalom. Hainu kanal, as we mentioned before. Ki ikar binyan hamalchus walidei bechinas haraglin ki yadua. Because what builds up the malchus is the legs. The sphere of malchus is associated with the legs, as is known. Sheze b'chinas toychocha, which is associated with reprimand. Ki hamoychichim heim b'chinas raglim. Because the tzaddikim that reprimand the Jewish people, they are the feet, as Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likutei Moran. Kemuva de Rabbeinu, ayin shom. As is brought in Torah Chof Beis in Likutei Moran. Interesting that in this last week's Haftorah, or it's this week's Haftorah, Parshas Toldos Chayesorah, where it speaks about Adoniyahu, one of the sons of Dovid HaMelech, who decided to make a revolt. He knew that Dovid HaMelech's intention was that Shlomo HaMelech, his son Shlomo HaMelech, will be designated as king after Dovid HaMelech passes away. Adoniyahu thought that he'll force the issue. And he gathered people around him and warriors and everything, and some of the leaders of Klal Yisrael went with him and actually were ready to appoint him as king. Yichiyad HaMelech Adoniyo. And the Torah slips in one line over there that tells us that what allowed Adoniyahu to go so far off track was that his father had never reprimanded him, you know, in his life. This is what it says in the beginning of the Haftorah, there, in the beginning of the Pasuk Novi there, that this Adonio had never experienced any kind of reprimand from Dovid HaMelech. And here Rabbeinu Zal, in Rabbeinu Zal Likutei Moran, shows this so clearly, that the Tikkun HaMalchus, in order for the Malchus to be in proper shape and form, it requires Toychocha, because Toychocha is what separates the Malchus of Kedusha from the Malchus of the Sitra Achra, allowing the Malchus of Kedusha to plug into its source of light, you know, the Oyer Haponim, etc. If there isn't Toychocha, then the Malchus of the Sitra Achra draws from the Malchus of Kedusha. As in this case, Adoniyahu taking over the kingdom was Malchus the Sitra Achra. That was against Hashem's wishes. That was against the interests, the true interests of Klal Yisrael.